Hey there, adoptive mom friends. I have a question for you. How much effort are you pouring out in trying to defend yourself from blaming and judgments and accusations of others? That's what we're going to talk about on today's episode of Second Mom's Circle. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the Second Mom's Circle. I'm Dawn Baggett, your host, and as an adoptive mom myself and a post-adoption mom coach, I want you to feel welcome here as this is a safe space for you, adoptive moms who are maybe finding yourself in the gap. What is the gap? Well, the gap is something that I identified not only in my own life and my own family, but also in many, many others. And it happens that as adoptive moms, we often find ourselves in a gap with inadequate or even almost non-existent support and ineffective support in our roles as adoptive mom. It kind of feels like the rug is just pulled out from under you sometimes. So if that's something that you can relate to, let's dive in. Do you feel like you're constantly on the defensive? Having accusations flung at you on what seems like a daily basis? From big accusations from the outside to constant smaller accusations inside the household, holding you responsible for, well, everything. This used to be me, so I know how it feels. And it's important for us to discern what's truly our responsibility and to own up to it when we've missed the mark. We have a little booklet from our Sunday school class made up of verses submitted by different members in the class. Now, this is a ladies' Sunday school class, and one member submitted this verse, Isaiah 54:17. No weapon forged against you will prevail, and he will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Another verse that a different member submitted was Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We think of that verse, of course, in reference to our ultimate future in heaven with Jesus, with God our Father, a perfect world where there is no more sin, no more crying, there's no more death. Hallelujah. We have that hope as Christians. Praise the Lord. And I think that is a right view of that verse. I also think that same faith in the promises of God for the future applies not only for our eternal home in heaven, but also for this present world and his promises about it, including situations like in the first verse, where it talks about accusations and promises vindication from the Lord. Oftentimes, we moms may feel the need to defend ourselves from blaming and accusations that occur in our complex families and relationships. We may get into this pattern, this defensiveness, and that can just be a pattern that kind of loops over and over again and again. So there may be a great deal of accusations and blaming and feeling like you're constantly on the defensive, like you have to prove yourself, like you want to be vindicated against these arrows from Satan that are coming at you. Perhaps your husband feels that way too. Maybe some of your kids do. And this verse gives me great hope and understanding that I don't always have to be the one, nor can I, to vindicate myself. I don't have the power really to even do that every time. And it is not something that really I have to worry about each and every time that I'm accused of something, or I feel like I'm being judged about something, or judged wrongly, being blamed for things that I'm going, that's not my fault, or that's not all my fault, right? But I can rest in the knowledge that ultimately God will be the one who will give me that vindication against false accusations and blame that is misplaced. If I could do that, what an example to my children that would be. Of course, I haven't always provided the best example in this area. I have been overly defensive at times, and I'm still working on me. I encourage you to keep working on yourself too. Another way we can set the example for our kids, even the grown-up ones, through our, what I call, authentic modeling. Authentic modeling is one of the key pieces in my coaching method for those who want to work one-on-one with me in the Success for Second Moms 90-Day Reset Program. If you're ready for a quick reset like this, I invite you to put your name on the wait list to schedule your application call with me today. So I hope this has been helpful. And go back and re-listen to the beginning of this and listen to those two verses and pray through those, think through those, and see how they apply to you in your daily life. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to this episode of Second Mom's Circle. You can read the companion blog post and more at the website at dawnbaggett.com. Also, please leave a review and follow the podcast if you found this valuable. I'm Dawn Baggett, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving.